A local judge in Dillingham is considering bringing grand jury trials to the community. KDLG's Ariel Van Cleve explains.
Alaska Superior Court Judge Patricia Douglas hosted an informal meeting to get input from the community about the possibility of holding grand jury trials in this area rather than in Anchorage. The function of grand jury trials is to decide whether there is enough evidence to actually charge a person with a crime. Those juries only hear from the prosecutor and witnesses, and the proceedings are kept secret. Grand juries usually consist of 18 people, while trial juries typically have 6 or 12 sitting jurors, depending on the type of crime committed. Judge Douglas says this initial meeting with the community is only the beginning of a longer process to decide if this is a viable option.
It doesn't hurt to kind of sit down and let's think about these things. Do we want to keep doing them this way, or is there something that would be more helpful to us? And in talking with a lot of other judges and a lot of other folks, they said, have you talked to the people in the community? And I said, well, you know, on a casual basis, as I see people and things come up, and I said, well, you know, you should really think about having some meetings and just let people come. And that kind of, the idea kind of developed that maybe we could have regular coffee courthouses sort of meetings and, you know, just let people feel comfortable coming to the courthouse.
The reaction from a few of the dozen people who attended the meeting was not exactly positive. Some of the issues raised were the high cost of flying in and housing people from the region to participate in the trial, the actual size of the jury pool, concerns about having a fair trial, and pulling people away from fishing or other jobs. The way the system works now, district attorneys present a lump of cases from this area to grand juries in Anchorage in a condensed time period. Assistant District Attorney Anne Marie Garber says in the past she's presented cases to as many as 15 grand juries in the span of 3 days. Current rules require a grand jury trial 10 days after a person is arrested and taken into custody, but that deadline is not always met in rural Alaska, so it's often the case that charges are dropped to misdemeanors while they wait for the grand jury's decision. Judge Douglas says holding these trials in Dillingham could prevent what she calls a logjam. She says another benefit would be expanding the jury pool, which could include villages within 50 miles of Dillingham.
So truly, the only time they come to the courthouse, most of the time, is if something bad's happened. A brother, a son, a daughter has been charged with something and they're sitting at the defense table. And that's not a good way to be introduced to the courthouse, you know. And so that's one thought, is that, you know, maybe some of these villages that had not participated in the system as jurors before, if they were included, that then they'd get a different perspective on what the legal system really is all about and how it serves the people.
She says this move could also pave the way to have a true jury of peers. She says she's concerned courts in Anchorage may not truly understand the lifestyle of rural Alaskans. Alaska Bar Association President Hannah Siebold also attended the meeting. She says the organization is concerned with what she calls access to justice.
And making sure that the entire demographics is represented. And so finding that balance of making sure that the jurors are peers of those. But at this point, we're more listening than we are doing anything else. And it's not that we would necessarily have a say in how the court system spends their money.
There are still more conversations to be had before any decisions are made. Judge Douglas had mentioned possibly having meetings every 3 to 4 months. In Dillingham, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.